lovely. We are all the same, in need of mercy, to be forgiven and be free. It's all you got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen.
Beautiful rainy day, and it's good because it's dry in here, and there is a song that reminds me that it goes well with this rainy weather. There shall be showers of blessing. It's raining outside, but the blessings are in here. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing sent from the Savior above. There shall be showers of blessing, precious, reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. There shall be showers of blessing. Send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now refreshing. Come now and honor thy word. There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now, as to God we're confessing, now, as on Jesus we call, there shall be showers of blessing if we but trust and obey. There shall be seasons of refreshing when we let Him have His way. Amen. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for showers we plead. Amen? Amen. Let's praise the Lord.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? are the stars as white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansion's bright? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Yes, sir. Interrupt just a second. You know, I wrestle sometimes with singing rejoicing songs that cost Jesus so much. We sing about the blood. And as we were singing that, it just struck me something out of Hebrews. I believe, and maybe I'm slow, that Jesus rejoices with our rejoicing in what he did, because Hebrews said he endured the cross, despising the shame, for the joy that was set before him. His joy, our joy. I mean, it was an awful incident, but we can rejoice in it. Praise the Lord. Let's go on.
Amen. He's coming back, and that's what we're singing about now.
All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saints, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Justice, all will be new, your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing Jesus come. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus,
Father, we are impressed this morning by the worship that reminds us that because of what you've done in the past, we can look forward to the future. And we thank you for that. And even as we today celebrate the Lord's Supper, we will again be visually reminded of what was done in the past, looking forward to your coming again. But in the meantime, Father, you've provided us with your Holy Spirit to sustain us, to comfort us, to get us through the hard times, to never leave us nor forsake us. Your plan is perfect, Father. May we rest in it. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. some of you probably have been thinking, maybe not thinking, maybe this is news. This is the 40th year of Harrodsburg Community Church. And talked with our elders and deacons and had a call from Barry Perez, and August 26th we will begin a day or following of celebrating our 40th anniversary with a homecoming and a celebration of the 40 years of Harrodsburg Community Church.
Give the Lord a big hand.
Oh, well, that's fine. Amen. And I had a couple of real enjoyable discussions with Barry and his excitement about the 40 years that have gone so quickly, and his schedule, and it seemed to be good to us to set August 26th, so we have plenty of advance planning time. Something else that I didn't put in the bulletin, but I'll remind you a couple of times. I think it was mentioned somewhere along the line, if anyone in here has flags, American flags, that you would like to be rid of that are tattered and worn, and you want to know the proper way to dispose of an American flag, Vance Smith made me very aware of that. But simply, you can take it to CVS Pharmacy and say, here's a flag for proper disposal. And who's the contact person there?
Sheila.
Okay, so I just wanted to mention that because elders and deacons reminded me that had been brought up, and we'll probably, that's between now and Flag Day. By the way, when is Flag Day? Thank you. I knew that. I was just checking. Video series, How Should We Then Live, this Wednesday night, supper at 6, our video at 7. Wednesday night, youth group activities, also Wednesday at 7, at 6:30 to 8. The video series that's being held each Sunday at 9:30 in the youth room, that continues. A couple of weeks from now, the 29th, we'll have a church potluck after church, and there are still dishes that need to be provided, so if you would please think about what you could fix and fill up that sheet, and then we'll have a wonderful potluck together. Now, here's the thing that we brought up in our elders and deacons meeting, because others in the congregation had talked about the difficulty in hearing. And so we are purchasing a new hearing enhancement system for those who have difficulty hearing during the worship service. And it will offer individual headsets. And if you're someone who would benefit from that and would be willing to use that, let us know so we know how many of those headsets that we can order. And I may have not gotten a sign-up sheet on the back table. I don't know if I did or didn't. Probably my negligence, I meant to do that. But the one thing you can do, you can talk to Mike Piazza or Rock Moore. They are familiar with this system. But we'd like to know if there are folks who would like to utilize that to enhance your hearing during the worship service. So please take note of that. I believe that's everything that I was wanting to call our attention to this morning. And if you have something to share, Rock, and then raise your hand and Kent will find you and you can share that.
I want to give a praise report on Kalen, Mona's brother with cancer. You know, we never thought he was going to leave the hospital 2 or 3 days. You know, he was getting energy and stuff, and he went to see his doctor the other day, and the doctor just is so surprised. His blood work's gone. He's probably going to withdraw himself from hospice, and he's going to probably be eligible for a trial. He wouldn't respond to the chemo, but there's a trial in Nashville that he might be eligible for. And so everything's just kind of turned around. And, you know, I'm thinking, why are you surprised? We prayed. We put it on the prayer chain. Our church has been praying about it. Just kind of when it happens, and those of you who have had a family member with terminal illness, you know it's just an emotional roller coaster, and you drag all your friends and family along with you. So thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray for him as he goes on to another form of treatment.
All right. I do want to add someone, a friend of ours in Shelby County that was a member of the first church we pastored back in 1967, George Tapp. And he's 85, and he is having some heart troubles, going to have a pacemaker adjustment, I think, on Monday, and his wife Christine called and said, George just want me to call and tell you and ask you to put him on your all's prayer list. So his name is George Tapp, and if you ever met him, you'd never forget him. Ann? All right. The time frame for the bottles of blessing is next week. So if you have those, be sure and bring them back. If you haven't taken one yet, get one and bring it back. And also, Ann said they do take checks. So you can just touch base with her. Yes.
We had attempted to do the biopsy last Monday. That did not work. Long story, frustration, but God's in control, and so we are doing it tomorrow morning. It will happen tomorrow. So he is, Dad is asking for prayer. My dad's 80. I don't know that I can ever remember a time that my dad came and asked George and I to be praying. He is very worried and very concerned on this one, so okay. Greatly appreciate your prayers and prayer for his salvation.
Before we go to our birthdays and so forth, we want to use this time to go before the Lord in prayer. I mentioned our friend George Tapp. Debbie mentions her father, Richard Warren. So let's take just a few moments right now before we kind of change gears, so to speak, and the things that are on your heart. Just lift those up before the Lord, and if you would, pray for these specific requests that have been asked for. Yes.
Lord, I lift up Brett Chamberlain to you, who has had a heart attack, Lord, and is right in the middle of a campaign. I pray that you would just raise him up, that you bring healing to his body. Father, I thank you that he's a godly man and shares his faith with all those around him. Father, I pray that you'd encourage him and you would give the doctors wisdom, but I pray for divine healing on his behalf.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. pray for George Tapp.
Yes.
Also for Richard Warren, Lord, as they're both going in for procedures tomorrow.
Yes.
Lord, that you would be in the room. That's all they need, is you in the room. If you're there, Lord, everything will be at peace. We ask you, sir, for peace and confidence in the sovereignty of God working in their lives, both the will and the do of your pleasure. We ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, for miracles, because you're a miracle-working God. We look to you because we know whence cometh our help. And Father, we trust you because there's no one like you. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. I think we have one birthday that we're aware of and one anniversary. Aaron Lee, who is the youngest son of Rick and Mary, who is also getting married later this in May, I think. So happy birthday to Aaron. And Tuesday the 17th, happy anniversary to Dave and Hope Hack, who are on vacation and traveling out east. So we wish happy birthday and happy anniversary to those folks who are celebrating. Today is also our Communion Sunday, where we share the Lord's Supper together. And after the Lord's Supper, we'll dismiss the children to the children's church classes. But the worship team will come and lead us in a couple of songs of worship and preparation for communion. And then during communion, Joyce will be coming to play for us. And I've asked George today to lead us into communion through scripture and meditation. So if you will, let's stand together as we worship the Lord and prepare for the Lord's Supper.
On this first song, don't stand yet. This first song that we taught y'all at Easter is kind of a special. Now, some of you know this song. You've heard it on the radio, and you want to stand up and worship to it. That's fine. But, you know, some people just to stand up and hear a song they don't know. I want you to be comfortable the way you need to worship. But on the second song, Adoration, I know y'all know that, and just join us in that. So you're free to stand, free to sit, be free. This is forever. We sing hallelujah.
Stars they wept, the morning sun was dead, the Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. Final breath he gave, as heaven looked away, the Son of God was laid in darkness. Battle in the grave, the war on death was waged, the power of hell forever broken. The ground began to shake, the stone was rolled away, his perfect love could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Forever he is glorified. Forever he is lifted high. Forever he is risen. He is began to shake, the stone was rolled away, his perfect love could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Forever He, forever He is lifted high. Forever He is risen. He is alive. He is alive.
We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome.
We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. Forever He is glorified. Forever He is lifted high. Forever He is risen. He is alive. He is alive. Forever He is glorified. Forever He is lifted high. Forever He is risen. He is alive. He is
righteousness and the Lamb who was slain.
You're the lily of the valley. You're the bright and morning sun. You're the beginning and the end. You're the everlasting Father. You're the God, God of all glory. My healer and the King of kings. My deliverer and my friend. You're the sweet rose of Sharon. You're all love, you're all power. You're merciful and you're mighty. You're the Redeemer of all mankind. You're the Lion of Judah. You're the ruler of this whole universe. You're the Most High Messiah and my soon coming King. Holy, holy is your name.
Bless you today. You may be seated. He's already blessed us. The presence of the Lord is so powerful. Come into the presence of the Lord, and there's such a cleansing. Just whenever you lift your hands and let go, or you don't even have to lift your hands, just let go and let God. And there's such a powerful presence that comes upon you, and you just are overwhelmed by His love. It's so beautiful whenever you just let go and let God. This morning, we're going to have communion together. That's the body of Christ. And we were singing earlier, we were singing, "Come, even so come." And I was, just a word came to my heart as we were singing that. And it was a question. And the question was this, it was, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you really ready? Really ready if today was that day? Are you ready to see Him face to face? Are we ready? Are we ready? Only you can answer that question in your own heart, and only you can say, yes, Lord, come quickly, Lord Jesus, or no, Lord, I'm not ready today. If you aren't ready, it's time to make some of those adjustments in your walk that would say, Lord, now I'm ready. Now I'm ready. We all know what communion is all about. We all understand that it's, the scripture says, do this in remembrance of me until I come again. Do this in remembrance of me. Always do it in the remembrance of the price that was paid for our salvation. The cross that he endured, the crown of thorns that was placed upon his head, the nails that were driven into his hands and his feet, the price that was paid was because of love. And I want to read to us this morning just a portion of scripture that will hopefully help prepare your heart for receiving this. This should be a time of celebration because the price was paid by somebody else and now you owe nothing. Amen. You owe zero. You were $1 million in debt and somebody bailed you out. You could never pay back the price that was paid, and somebody else stepped in and said, let me take that. I'll take the deed to that and I'll pay it off. Not a problem. That's what happened. The great exchange that took place at the cross of Calvary. Do this in remembrance of me. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I have become a sounding brass and even a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and I can understand all mysteries and knowledge, and I have faith that can even move mountains, and I have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods and feed the poor, and though I give all my body even to be burned, and I have not love, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long. Charity is kind. Charity does not envy. Charity is not vain and vaunts not itself. It's not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemingly. It does not seek its own. It is not easily provoked. It thinks no evil of anyone, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, even endures all things. And here is the clincher. Love never, 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 never fails. That's what Jesus is saying to us as believers, as Christians, those who celebrate the communion and even partake of the bread and the wine. Walk in love. Walk in love. And I promise you, you're going to be tested this week. If not this afternoon, you'll be tested. Because the enemy wants to trip you up. He wants to keep you from walking in this divine love. If I could have the men that are going to help serve come this morning, come on up. Dave, Rock, and Rod. Pastor Terry. Love never fails. Choose love. Choose love over lashing out. Choose love over angry words. Choose love when someone speaks evil of you, you speak good of them. Choose love. The most powerful tool in the arsenal of God is love. The most powerful tool is love. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me, even in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and say this with me, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. We'll bless the bread and the cup, and then you are free to come and receive the Lord's Supper.
Father, as I stand up here today, I just think of the love that you had for us to send your son to die on the cross, and the love that your son had to die for us. Lord, he was the bread of life and still is. And we just ask your blessing on this bread, and this we pray. Amen.
Father, your word says that the life is in the blood. The blood is precious. Peter reminds us that we were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lamb, the perfect Lamb that was slain. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, that is our prayer, more grace to trust you more. Not only trust you for what you did for us at the cross, for what you did for us at the resurrection, but what you do for us on a daily basis. Give us grace to trust you more. Thank you for this time of communion together with you and with one another. In the name of Jesus, we give thanks. Amen. Dismiss the children at this time to Children's Church. And David, I may need, with Dave gone, to help the children across the ramp there.